Zion, Shnei Sheorim Hoyu LeBeis HaMoikad.
This big room had like two shorim to two gates. Echad Psuch LeChayil, one was to the outside to go out into the chayil that's outside the Azara. The Echad Psuch LeZara, the other side was to go into the Azara itself. There were two different gates. Omer Rav Yudah, Yudah says, Zeh Shoy Psuch LeAzara, the top gate that was opening up into the Azara, into the Beis HaMikdash itself, Pish Pish Katan Hoyilov, it had a small door to it also. Sheboy, in that small door, Nichnasum Livlush Es Hazara. That's where the person went in to check out the Beis HaMikdash to make sure all the Kalim were in place. Like every morning we had one Kohen to go in there to check everything out, to make sure everything was in place. So he used to go through that small door. Now, Mishnah Ches, Beis HaMikdash, this big room called the Beis HaMikdash, Kippah on top of the roof was like an arch. It was like a round on top. Obayas Godel Hay was a very big room. Mukhef raved him, Shalev, we had this from Mesech the Talmud. On the walls of it, there were like stones sticking out. There was a pavement of stones. That the Zikne Beisav Yishonim Shom, these big stones sticking out, the oldest Kanim, older Kanim used to sleep there at night. They used to have the keys to the Azor, was in their Rishus. They took care of it, nobody could take the keys without asking them permission. But the young Kanim, Ishkis Sabars, each one would sleep on the floor with his own blanket, like his own pillow. Mishnah says, O Mokum Hoyisham Arbralama. There was a place there in the Beis HaMikdash. There was one Amma by an Amma. The Tavlu Shoshayish. It was like a piece of marble. There was an Amma by an Amma. The Tabas Hoysikabu, but had a ring on top of there in it. The Shalshelis, and there was chains. Shamafta Hoysayat Luis, but that the keys were hanging on that chain. Hegiyas Mahanila, that's what he used to keep the keys to the Beis HaMikdash. So there came the time to lock the doors at night. Hegbiyas HaTavla, they would pick up this big piece of marble, put the bas with its ring. Vanotas HaMastachos, Minashot, they would take, Vanotas, they would take the keys from the chain. Vanoel HaKoim Mifnim, and the Koim would lock the doors from the inside. Or Ben Levi Yorshon Mibachutz, and the Ben Levi would sleep like on the outside. Some say he would be sitting outside. Yeshnu Levachutz, Tomish Levim, Shom Levachutz, that Levim that was sitting outside the Azara. Now, government, you know, when he finished locking up everything, Hechzer and Miftachayz, then he put back the keys, the Shalshelis, they put back the keys on this chain, the Esatavlo and the big piece of marble, Lama Bainan will come back to this place. And Nosek Susil, a small coin, would put like his blanket on top of it, and Yeshnu, he would sleep there at night on top of the keys. Now, what's going to be Eira Kerab Yechlusim, one of the Kalims who Kerab came Tommy at night time? So yes, he would go out. He would go down the steps, the winding steps. Ha'ilachas takas to be the go on the bottom, underneath the tunnel, underneath the base of Midish. He would go to the base of Mikvah there, to the base of Tfilu there. For Yehaneiros, Dotum, Mikan, Mikan, there were lights lit on both sides of the path going there. Ashimagin, the base of Tfilu, until he got to the base of Tfilu. The Blazer, Ben Yaakov, Vaymer, the Mesiba Halechas Tachas Achayil. He says no, it was a little bit different. He used to go to the steps that were going down underneath the Chayil, and Yotzi would leave the Beis HaMikdash. Vodach Leibatodi would go out through the Shar Todi. That's the way the Kohen that became Tomei would leave the whole Harabayis he holds. Like he would not stay as the Machlekes. Woman Yom says after the Mikvah was able to stay there till the next morning and then leave. And the Blazer holds known that after the Mikvah he would have to leave, go out through the Chayil, and then leave the base of the Azora to go out through that shar called Tadi. Yeah. Kitzur Blaz holds that when he came up from the base of Tfilah, he did not go back to the base of Mikit, but rather he went through these Mechilas that were Taktis L'Chayil, and he went out to the Harabayis. Now Perek Sheni, Mishnah Aleph, Harabayis Hoya Chamesh Meyos Amo Al Chamesh Meyos Amo. The Harabayis itself was 500 Amos by 500 Amos. Now, Ruba Min Adorim is on the south side of it. That's the part that most of it was open. That was not where the Beis HaMikdash was built. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash was built mainly on the southern side. Therefore, the Dorim, the south side of it, was mainly open to be used. Shenila, what was the next part that had the most space? Min HaMizrach, on the east side of it, also was not so much of the Beis HaMikdash, was also open to be used for other things. Shlishilei, the third amount of space was Min HaTzofen on the north side. It wasn't that much there, because the Beis HaMikdash was built on the north side of it. And Yuta, the least amount, was Min HaMarav, on the Marav side of the Harabayis. Namokim Shayreif Midosoi Shamhoyreif Tashmishai. That we just got finished saying the place that was more open, that's the place that had more use there. So therefore on the Durham side, that place was most open, that's the place that had most use there. They used to put things there, they used to have houses there, or Batul Tashmishon, they used to do things there. Mishnah Beis. Kol ha-nichnosim la-harabayis, whoever came into the harabayis, nichnosim derech imin. You shall walk in on the right side, or makifin v'yetzim derech small, they walk around it and come out on the left side. Al derech kovid, you're supposed to go the right, go around the right side. Chutz excluding, the mishera dover, something bad happened to the person, and so the person came in ovil, became a menuda, then it was different. So what? That Shumakir Lusmo, he would go around his left side. And if so, therefore people would ask him like, Maloch Makir Lusmo, how can you be going around on the left side? And he would have to answer back and say, listen, Shani Ovel, I'm an Ovel. So then the people say back to him, HaSheichem Abayis Tzeh, Yenachem Chalach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shrina, that's in this Beis HaMikdash, it should be Menachem you, that's where the Menachem, the Yovel. Or else, let's say, he would say, Shani Menudu, I was put into Nidui. So they would say back to him, HaSheichem Abayis Tzeh, Yitem B'libam V'yikavucham. Like the Shrina here should help you out, should be believed into those people that put you into Nidui, and be Nachachem, they should be Menachem you. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. There should even be Menachem, the Menuda, in this Lashon. However, Omolo Rabbi Yosef, Yosef said back, no. Asison kilu over olav esadin. Like this, he's saying that as if the people that put him into Nidui did something wrong, or they did something wrong. That's the Lashon that's mashma here. El Rav, he says they should say like this better. The Rav Lashon should be, HaShreichem Abayis Azeh, the one who lives in this house, Yitain Belibu, they should put into his heart, V'sishma, the Divrei Chavurecha, V'yikavucha. That other, which is saying like this rather, that our Sheikh and myself, the Shechina, this in the Shechina here, should put Yitem Belivcha into your heart, V'sishma Divrei Chavurecha, as if to say, you should go do tshuva now. You should be a Mahadi b'tshuva, and V'kavurecha, then they'll be Mekabi you, and they'll take away the Nidu. That's the Lashon you should say, as if the people that put you into Nidu were right, and you were the one that should do tshuva.